Last night's encouragement talk was from Dharma holder Kate Hartman. Tonight is from Dharma holder James Cordova.
So, at some point, I read in a psychology textbook somewhere that when you ask people to rank the things that are most terrifying to them, public speaking outranks dying. Yeah. And I think that's because most people assume that dying isn't embarrassing. Okay. This will become relevant, I swear. So, again.
James, may I interrupt? Is it possible for some folks to come around?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please do. So again, our case, the world is vast and wide. The world is vast and wide. Why at the sound of the bell do you put on your 70-piece robe? And I borrowed the Zen Flesh, Zen Bones from Melissa, which has this very sweet bookmark in it. Because I was struck by this particular translation of the final verse. When you understand, you belong to the family. When you do not understand, you are a stranger. Those who do not understand belong to the family. And when they understand, they are strangers. Another reading that we did yesterday just very briefly says true happiness means no matter what happens, it's all right. Unless you accept your present circumstances, happiness cannot be attained. So, I've been thinking about, in light of this, how we split off from ourselves, how we split off from each other. This experience of finding that. Through our lived experience, that we are rejectable. Sort of undeniable. And we have learned through a bitter experience what parts of ourselves, what aspects of who we are run that risk, have proven at least once, if not over and over again, that we are rejectable. And the human animal this one big family, we are exquisitely sensitive to rejection. I also read somewhere that in response to rejection, the same areas of the brain light up that light up in response to actual physical pain. We will do almost anything let me take the almost. We will do anything to avoid rejection. Splitting off parts of ourselves and pushing them down, burying them away, hiding them from the light, hating them, joining in the rejection, piling on. This splitting off in Harry Potter, the trick to creating a Horcrux is you have to tear your soul, and the way that you do that is through murder. So to connect to our first grave precept, what parts of ourselves do we tear off? Because we have learned that we are rejectable. We are all part of the same human family. Both the rejected and the rejector. The odds are very good that in all the possible ways that we have been rejected by others, we have rejected others as well. We reject each other for the way we look. We reject each other for what we can't do. We reject each other for the mistakes we make. This mind of rejection we didn't make this up we didn't create this whole cloth ourselves. This is our inheritance as much as any of these other qualities of belonging to this human family, this mind that picks and chooses, that accepts and rejects, that tears ourselves from ourselves and ourselves from each other. Our ancient twisted karma. And the path of Zen is the path of intimacy. No way towards intimacy by tearing apart. And so how is it, as we come here to be still and upright in the midst of, that we have this opportunity to heal and be whole? And what is it that we are to do with this mind? This mind that is always cringing for fear of rejection. This mind that is always lashing out to reject. John Terence says, attention. Attention is the most basic form of love. And that's what we are practicing. The most basic form of love, still and upright and not turning away. And so we bring this curious and loving attention to the mind of rejection. Hold it warmly. Welcome it into your heart. And see what happens. When you understand you belong to the family, when you do not understand you are a stranger, those who do not understand belong to the family, and when they understand, they are strangers. Thank you.